So we have some great needs.
Yes.
And we have a great God. So maybe we could move to some of these that have asked for prayer tonight, and let's stand together, and just as the Lord leads you to pray out in faith for these, God would come. Dear Jesus, dear Jesus, dear Jesus, dear Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Dear Jesus, dear Jesus, dear Jesus, dear Jesus, dear Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Dear Jesus, dear Jesus, dear Jesus, Lord, come now, O God, show us your glory, O God, and answer these prayers. Oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Dear Jesus. Dear Jesus. Dear Jesus. Dear Jesus. Dear Jesus. Come, Lord. Come, Lord.
God, we believe you.
Lord, would you work in that body?
Joy, that God would minister to this family and to this baby.
Thank you,
oh
Jesus.
God, dear God,
you,
dear God, dear God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God, we pray for this baby, this precious bundle of joy, oh God,
yes.
Katrina, joy, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we cancel any impossible diagnosis. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, the doctors do not have the final say, oh, God. You have the final say, oh, God. Lord Jesus, we pray, oh, God, I keep in touch on this baby girl, oh, God. Oh, Lord Jesus, this bundle of joy, oh, God. Lord God, we pray, oh, God, that your healing hand, oh, God, that knit her together in her mother's womb, oh, God. We touch right now. Jesus, miraculously, oh God, take away any issue, oh God, anything that would seem impossible, oh God, we cancel it in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that this little girl who's just beginning life, oh God, Lord, we begin as an amazing testimony, oh God, of your greatness, of your faithfulness, of your healing power, oh God. There is nothing you cannot do, Jesus. There is nothing impossible for you, Jesus. Testimony. testimony. We thank you, God, for the healing. We thank you, Lord. We speak the things as if they were already done, oh God. Oh Jesus, and we thank you for healing, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Job for your children. And Lord, as we have heard, their
are precious to us. And if they're precious to us, Lord, how much more are they precious to you? And so, Lord, we pray for them. Pray for Gossip, Linda, for Tom, and his wife, Christina, for Dan and Tate.
Yes, Lord.
Stand by them.
Yes, Lord.
Reveal yourself to them.
Hallelujah.
To them, Lord, as
Hallelujah.
In the midst.
Hallelujah.
As we heard tonight, for the glory of God.
Jesus.
All for the glory
Jesus.
Of God.
Jesus.
That we would eternally, forever, worship our God. No matter what, Lord,
oh,
we worship you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You for the answers.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes,
you, Lord,
Lord.
That you are
yes, Lord. Speak the
Thank
word.
You, Lord.
God, speak the word.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God,
Hallelujah.
Send forth your word and heal, we pray. Dear God, send forth your word.
Praise the Lord.
Lord, tonight we put our needs before you, oh God. You see these needs for healing, yes. And it's almost as if many of us are standing here and we see the enemy around us,
oh God.
There's more of these troubles and these trials, Lord, that beset your people. Lord, tonight it's through the Holy Spirit we've been admonished, Lord, not to be in doubt or in fear, but Lord, tonight here at this camp, oh God, there's a shout in the camp. Because the Lord of hosts is here.
Jesus, 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 Jesus Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. In the bottle prayer, when his disciples asked Jesus, teach us to pray, he said, pray this way. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive those that sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Give us this day our daily bread. Jesus refers back to Exodus. He says, there's a need. You can't survive a day without me. But in that story in Exodus, and even after that, the word was given also that man doesn't live by bread alone. I can't imagine that Jesus, when he's teaching them to pray in this regard, was limiting that prayer and that sentence to just, I need food, or I need a car, or I need clothes, or I need a house. He knows those things, right? He says even the pagan, the heathens ask for those things. But he says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. These are the things that you desperately need. These are the things that you should be seeking for and asking for. And so we come tonight and we do ask for the temporal. We do ask for the bread, for the food, for the health, for the healing. But I believe there are other things that we have need of that God has in mind when he says, ask for your daily bread. Ask for your daily needs. Some of us have a need tonight for peace. It has already been prayed. We may have loved ones and children that are going through great physical challenges. And even here, as this prayer request was given, impossibilities. And so there's a need for that child, but the parents have a need too. They need peace. Some of you are in the midst of storms, and your daily bread today is peace. Some of us need joy. Some of us need direction. They're all aspects. Some of us need deliverance from bondages. That's our daily bread today. God, we are needy. We are desperate. We know that we need to eat. But there's something greater, Lord. You're wanting to work in our soul and give us that need today. Meet that need today.
Yes, Lord.
And so maybe you have a particular need. I think it'd be better if we don't even mention them or speak them. Let's just pray them tonight. And Lord, we our daily bread today is a move and an infilling of your Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Lord, all of these things are cleansing. This is my daily bread.
Yes.
And so let's believe now that God would do these works. Salvation for a loved one, as we've prayed already. Salvation for friends. This is our daily bread today. We have a need, oh God. Would you provide? And so let's pray. Let's believe God. Hallelujah. You have a need. Go ahead and pray it out. We'll stand with you in faith. Dear God, dear God, dear God, dear God, give us this day our daily bread. God, meet our every need, we pray. Dear God, dear God, give us, Lord, give tonight. God, feed us tonight. Oh God, dear God, provide tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Healer of the Spirit.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Tonight, I thank you for Andrew. You gave us as a gift our son. Lord, I just pray that you will bring him to the altar, Lord.
Oh, God.
I pray that he will bend the knee to Christ,
Jesus.
Oh, God. And that the Holy Spirit will fill him.
Yes, Lord.
In the way yes. Everlasting change. That he will follow your word and walk in obedience. Jesus, do a work in him. Give him a shaking, Lord. You came, Lord, to lift him to higher planes, to know you and to follow and serve you, Lord. I pray that he will not renounce what he has done in the beginning when he was following you, Lord, but that he will come and repent, oh Lord. Bring him to his knees, Lord Jesus. Turn him around, oh Father. He is your property, oh God. He is yours, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, to return to his God, Lord, and to be sorry for his sins, Lord Jesus. And we believe you for that, Lord, because you have an all-seeing eye. Thank you, Lord. I thank you,
Hallelujah.
Society of those who have a great difficulty with their emotions and with their minds. Lord, many of that is a sign of just burdens that have been held that were not meant to be held by us, but that you came and paid the price for on Calvary. And Lord, this is not just a problem outside of the church, but God, there are many who come on a regular basis, who know you, who read your word, and there's a real struggle, Lord, with their mentality, with their emotions, Lord, with their feelings. Oh, Lord, some it goes even deeper where there's even some unbalance and things, Lord, that need to be corrected, oh God. Healing that needs to take place even in the mind, oh God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God. You're the greatest healer of the heart. You're the greatest healer of the mind.
Yes, Lord.
Because you give us a new heart.
Yes.
You give us a new mind.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus, a renewed Lord, oh God.
Oh, Jesus.
Lord, we ask tonight, oh God, for all those that we know, including us here, who are battling these things ourselves. Lord, we ask for deliverance. We ask for healing, oh God. We ask, oh God, there would be a step, oh Lord, towards you tonight in faith, where the enemy might want to convince us that these things we're just going to have to carry with us for the rest of our lives.
Oh, God. God,
I don't always know or understand what makes you heal or how you heal, when it does or doesn't happen, but Lord, that's not our job. Our job is to have faith. Our job is to believe. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would caution us tonight, Lord, to be careful when we use the phrase, if it's your will. Because God, your word is your will. And your will is your word. You did not come to the cross as a sacrifice for sin to conquer the effects and consequences of that sin, which is disease and sickness and death, just so that we can continue in that sickness or that sin or that disease, oh God. Lord, it is your will to heal. It is your will to deliver. It is your will to save. It is your will to set free. And God, we pray for the grace to have that faith tonight. That no matter what we see, no matter how we feel, no matter what our past has said to us, oh Lord, we would not allow that past to dictate our future, but we'd allow your cross to dictate our future. We'd allow your victory on Calvary to dictate our future, oh God. We'd allow the same power that caused you to be raised from the dead to be alive and well in us as your church and as your people and your children and your body, oh God. Oh Lord, let us experience that resurrection power even tonight, Lord. Oh Jesus, God, we ask tonight, Lord, that there would be a breakthrough in our emotions, oh Lord, a breakthrough in our feelings, a breakthrough in our mindset, a breakthrough in our perspective, oh God, a breakthrough in our beliefs, oh God, a breakthrough in our philosophies, oh God, a breakthrough in our ideas, oh God. Jesus, breakthrough. Let only you be left, oh God. Let only you be left, oh Jesus. Oh, in your name we pray for your glory. For your glory. For your glory, oh God. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, we thank you. We thank you.
set the captive free,
yes,
O God.
Yes.
Loose every chain, O God.
Oh, we thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We thank you,
Lord. Jesus, Jesus.
I often remind some of our folks back at home that He's not only able, but He's willing.
Yes.
And I like to use the analogy of someone like Bill Gates. I mean, you know, he has the ability to pay all our mortgages. He has the ability to pay all your college debt.
Yeah.
He has the ability to set you up for retirement. The only problem with that is I don't think he has the willingness to do it for us. At least not us who maybe doesn't know here tonight. But then there are those I know who are good-hearted. You know, they don't have much, and they say, man, if I had money, I would take care of you. If I had money, I would set you up. If I had money, I'd pay off that mortgage, that debt. I would take care of your retirement. And the problem is they have a good heart to do it, but they don't have the ability to do it. The difference with Jesus is He's able and He's willing. He's able and He's willing. He's able and He's willing. I just feel in my spirit, if I just may encourage you tonight, I know it's a hard concept sometimes because we're so accustomed to not seeing victory and questioning if it's God's will. But I just sense in my spirit God saying to you tonight, if you would believe that it's my will to heal, if you believe that it's my will to set you free, if you believe it's my will to bring deliverance to you, that tonight will be your day of victory. Tonight will be your day of liberty. Tonight will be your day of freedom. All things are possible to him who believes. Believe the true report tonight. Believe the true report tonight. His heart is to free you. His heart is to free you. His intention, his motive, with all sincerity, is to free you tonight. Oh, let him come. Let him come. Let him bring that freedom to you tonight. Believe. Believe. Oh, God, believe. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord.
God, bring liberty tonight.
Oh, Lord. Jesus,
Lord, you receive that word. Lord, we believe your promise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, we refuse to stay with this. We refuse to be stuck with this, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We refuse another day like this, Lord. Oh, God.
Jesus.
We believe your will. We believe your word, oh, God.
Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Savior, raise my faith in me till it can move the mountain. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All my doubts are buried in the mountain. Yes. Yes, we believe, Lord. We believe, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. Savior, raise my faith in me till it can move a mountain. Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. All my doubts are buried in the fountain. Yes, Lord, we receive.
Oh, God, we choose.
Lord, we take. Lord, we take.
Lord, we choose to bury death right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we cast out the sign. Oh, we look at your faithfulness. We look at your miracles. Time and
Lord,
time again. We look at your hand of mercy, love, and forgiveness.
Yes.
Oh, God, we see it over and over. God, we choose tonight to believe. Oh, God, you can do it again.
Jesus.
You can do it again, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
If you have a need tonight, if there's something in your soul you say, God, I want to get rid of that thing. Well, why don't we do like God admonished the Jewish people? Stand still. Stand up. Say, Lord, tonight I want to see the Red Sea come down on them. I don't want to see them anymore. I'm really done, Lord.
Yes.
I've had enough. Yes. I'm tired of the fears, tired of the doubts. I'm tired of these attitudes. I'm tired of the downs. I'm tired, Lord, of the struggles. God,
yes.
I want that victory.
Yes. Yes.
I don't want to see my enemy anymore on this thing.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, tonight I stand. I'm standing, Lord, for me.
Yes. Yes.
I don't want to see the enemy anymore. I want that Red Sea to crash on them. I pray, Lord, for my brothers and my sisters here.
Bring victory.
Whatever our need is.
God.
Whatever our
God,
care.
Hallelujah.
Lord, that thing that's been weighing us down, that's holding us back. God, tonight,
hallelujah.
I want
hallelujah.
The victory.
Hallelujah.
And maybe
hallelujah.
That'll be like little Cora who stomps her feet and says, no, I don't want this thing in my life anymore.
God,
I want to see the victory.
God,
so tonight, Lord,
God.
Even if I have just a little bit of faith,
hallelujah.
I want to believe
hallelujah.
God tonight.
Yes.
You are the same
yes.
yesterday,
yes.
today,
Amen.
And
hallelujah.
Forever.
Yes.
You still perform miracles.
Yes.
You
yes.
still are
yes.
in the business
God.
Of changing lives.
Yes.
Yes. You, Lord, know us better than we know
God.
Ourselves. And so, Lord,
God.
We stand.
Hallelujah.
And we say, God, no
Hallelujah.
More.
Hallelujah.
We're done.
Amen.
We want this thing broken. We want it out.
Yes.
Get rid of it.
Yes.
So, Lord,
yes.
tonight
Lord.
We stand
yes.
still.
Hallelujah.
We want to see
Hallelujah.
Our God fight
oh,
for us.
Yes.
We want to see the victory.
Yes.
And so, Jesus, help us.
Hallelujah.
Spirit of God, sweep over this place.
Yes.
Yes.
Sweep
yes.
over
yes.
this place.
Yes.
Oh, every seat,
Hallelujah.
Every
Hallelujah.
Person,
yes.
pass through.
Yes.
Yes.
Pass through.
Yes.
God,
yes.
help
yes.
us. Oh, Jesus. Lord, I take
Jesus.
The help.
Yes.
Lord,
yes.
I take it for
yes.
me.
Yes.
I claim it for me, oh God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, here's a prayer for your glory. Our lives ought
Jesus.
To have the stamp and the smell
Jesus.
Of your kingdom lives.
Yes.
Yes.
We ought to be bearing the fruit of the Spirit, Lord. Our smile, our countenance ought to draw
yes.
people to you, Lord.
Jesus.
Our families
Jesus.
Ought to be lights in this
yes.
world, Lord.
Jesus.
And it has not
Do
been
it.
So. It ought to be.
No.
Do it, Lord.
We are too
God.
Like our neighbors, Lord. These
Jesus.
Egyptians in our
Jesus.
Lives have defined
Jesus.
Us.
Jesus.
Lord, your kingdom, your
yes.
Lord, your blood
Jesus.
Ought to define our lives.
Yes.
Yes.
But
yes.
instead, Lord, we have
yes,
these
Lord,
needs,
Lord.
We have these bondages,
yes,
we have these shambles in our lives. And Lord, just like the Israelites, these Egyptians have defined their existence, their entire life. From the time they were little, the Egyptian army, the force, the worldly pressure, Lord, all of that ugly system, Lord, has defined
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we understand that you want to do for us what you did for them.
Yes.
You want to set us entirely into your kingdom. You
yes.
said you translated us out of the kingdom of darkness
Hallelujah.
Into
Jesus.
Your beloved Son, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And so it's time for us to live that way,
Lord.
Oh, Jesus,
yes, Lord.
These Egyptians,
yes, Lord.
These Egyptians,
yes, Lord.
We know them, Lord.
Jesus.
We've seen them every day.
Jesus.
Lord, we know them almost
God,
more intimately. Then we know you, and that's not right, Lord. We're looking for you to trouble these Egyptians tonight. We're looking
yes,
for you
Lord.
To look down
yes,
on
Lord.
That foe.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. We're looking
every
for you
foe,
to
God.
Stand them out
for your conquer every foe,
oh, Jesus,
God.
The joy that would come from our eyes.
Yes,
and
Lord.
These Egyptians
Hallelujah.
Dead on the shore in the morning.
Yes,
Lord.
Oh,
Lord,
Lord. Come here.
Yes,
they want to kill and steal and destroy. They want to bring down, Lord, silence your word. They want to stifle your glory. But Lord, you show us the unbounded grace, much more abounded.
Where
is that overflowing victory, Lord? Come and destroy these
Egyptians.
You get the glory, Jesus.
Do it, God. Do it, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, do what we pray.
Oh,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, I take the life of victory, not I but Christ himself in me. He conquers now, he sets me free.
Lord, I pray that you'll break bondages in the cottagers, in the villagers. Lord, do something all over this camp.
Yes,
about getting a great victory. Some of these children are so bound. Lord, they need help. We pray, Lord, as we're praying for ourselves, that you'll do something for those children. God, minister to them. We pray, Lord Jesus, that their lives will be set free, that they won't be the same children that go home. Lord, there'll be a great work of grace, a great work of
mercy,
by the Spirit of
God.
Jesus, I pray that you'll do something for every child represented upon these grounds, even the children that are in the room back here. Lord, those that are guests and watch us, do something for them.
Yes.
Not even at a young age, Lord, you can do great things.
Yes.
We don't want to ever limit you. No age limit. Lord, you can do it.
Yes.
And so, Lord, we pray for them.
Yes.
We just ask, God, win the victory
for
the children.
Yes, Lord.
I pray, Lord, that the young people across that way will learn this lesson at an early age. Lord, they don't have to live with the dumps. They don't have to live around being moody. They don't have to have attitudes. God, they can get the victory.
Yes, Lord.
And I pray, Lord, that you do something for them.
Yes, Lord.
God, even as they're across the way praying, I pray that the Spirit of God would break through in their lives. Jesus, that you'll change them. They don't have to live with these things anymore. God, I pray that they'll learn to claim a victory. Every one of them, Lord, don't have to carry that bondage around. Like Christian, Lord, let it go. At the cross, they can just let it go. And so, Lord, I pray that you'll do that for them too. In thy name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, Spirit of God.
Let God arise, his enemies be scattered. Let God arise, his enemies be scattered. Oh, let God arise, his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Now that's how it goes. Very simple, right?
Yeah. That's right.
And this is our song of victory. Let's sing it. Let God arise, his enemies be scattered. Let God arise, his enemies be scattered.
enemies be scattered, O let God arise. His enemies be scattered, let God, let God arise. O let God arise. His enemies be scattered, let God arise. His enemies be scattered, O let God arise. His enemies be scattered, let God, let God arise.
Hallelujah.
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 Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Welcome to stay as long as you'd like. If you need to go, let's pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those that sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus.